There are some people who worship Allah, standing on the verge of faith and disbelief. When such a person is blessed with good fortune, he is content. But if he encounters a trial, he turns back headlong, thus losing both this world and the hereafter, which is a clear-cut loss. Then instead of Allah, he starts calling those deities who can neither harm nor help him. Now that is going too far off in deviation from the right way. He is calling upon those who are more likely to harm than help. What an evil master and what an evil friend he chooses for help. As for those who believe and do good deeds, Allah will admit them to gardens beneath which rivers flow. Surely Allah does what he wants. If anyone thinks that Allah will not help his Rasul in this world and in the hereafter, let him stretch out a rope to the sky if he can, and cut a hole to peep through, and see for himself whether his device can avert that which irritates him. Thus have we revealed this Quran in clear verses. And verily Allah gives guidance to whom he wants. Surely, as for those who are true believers, the Muslims, the Jews, the Sabaeans, the Christians, the Magians, and the ones who commit shirk, Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection. For Allah is a witness over everything. Do you not see how all who dwell in the heavens and the earth bow down and worship to Allah, including the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the trees, the animals, and a large number of people? But there are many who deserve the punishment. He who is humbled by Allah has none who can raise him to honor. Surely Allah does what he pleases. These are the two adversaries, the believers and the disbelievers, who dispute with each other about what their Rabb. As for the disbelievers, garments of fire will be cut out for them. Boiling water will be poured over their heads, which parts of their bellies. Boiling water, which will not only melt their skins, but also the inner parts of their bellies. And there will be maces of iron to lash them, whenever in their anguish they try to escape therefrom. They will be forced back therein and will be told, "Taste the punishment of conflagration."